Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
It's the end of creation. The signs are every place. I smelt that record pace.
A dude who jumped for fame.
We had a Libyan crisis.
The fiscal cliff was near.
In 2012, the end is here. We got a hot Zumba madam.
And 50 Shades of Grey.
We all came out as gay.
They had a chick fight.
We had cheating and Grey got away.
I blew my whole career.
In 2012, the end is here.
I called that college girl a slut.
A chick, I said.
The protester.
We all got funky Gangnam Style.
I changed the masterpiece.
Big scandals everywhere.
We kept Obamacare.
I argued with a chair.
We had a hard-fought election.
They kicked us in the rear.
The 2012, the end is here. We had a Olympic superstar.
We put an SUV on Mars.
In my new book, guys, bump and grind.
We said we had to say goodbye.
We moved on up into the sky.
That's fun. Sorry, I'm late for me.
We are Rick and Sandy.
Replacement reps for all.
We still can't get along.
And Snooki's now a mom.
Our troubles are over, cause it's our final year.
It's no use pretending.
Apocalypse is trending.
2012, the end is here.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? All right, well, I hate my computer. I hate this computer setup. Anyway, think the guys can hear it. Well, basically, welcome to the 2012 end of year Frank Perry show. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm running down the top 10 paranormal UFO topics, paranormal UFO creature topics out there that was most talked about in the year 2012. You probably all heard about this. So number 10, UFOs as a potential safety hazard to the airline industry. An unidentified flying object was videotaped from a passenger plane over Seoul, South Korea in April, prompting skeptics and believers to try to figure out the origin of the UFO, and it also reopened an ongoing debate on whether some UFOs can be considered a safety issue for the commercial airline industry. So if it's not other planes, industry's got to worry about, now they got to worry about all these UFOs flying all around the sky and trying to avoid crashing into them. Number 9, we have UFOs over Sin City. In March, several people, including Huffington Post, Larry Lee Spiegel, videotaped a variety of unusual-looking lights in the night sky. Flying around the Luxor Hotel in Los Angeles. It was fascinating to watch the objects move in and out of what's known as the Luxor Sky Beam. And people thought these were UFOs, and some people were thinking that maybe there's birds or bugs or something. But that's a pretty high-powered beam. I mean, anything going in that beam could easily get fried or blinded or both. So in March, that was a big story. Actually, number 8, dinosaur hunters set their sights on the Congo. Stephen McCullough used Kickstarter.com in May to raise nearly $30,000 to kickstart his expedition to the Republic of Congo. He and his team are hoping to bring back photographic evidence to confirm eyewitness accounts over many decades of small sauropod, long-necked, four-legged dinosaurs resembling a brontosaurus. Previous expeditions to the swampy Likoula, Likoula region of Congo have been unsuccessful in their quest to find one of these electric animals at the very least, McCullough's team, who had last contact, was waiting for all the necessary paperwork and permits to be completed. Hope to search the area for other new species, large or small, including reported canine-sized tarantulas. Ew. Well, okay, canine-sized tarantula. Let's hope Steve Gonzalez never goes to the Congo. I don't think he wants to meet up with these big tarantulas. And they say that there's a 5,000-year-old rock painting found in the Amazon rainforest in South America. It depicts a small group of hunters surrounding what appears to be a large sauropod dinosaur. The dinosaur is similar to reports of a creature in Africa. Oh, come on. Hey, everyone in the chat room, be nice. Be nice, everyone. I'm watching the chat room. Be nice, everyone. Okay, let's see. We have, that was number 8. Number 9. Number 7. Now, number 7, a lot of people are having fun with this. They still don't know what it is. The Baltic Sea UFO, a.k.a. the Baltic Sea Millennium Falcon. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of this on the drawings. Apparently, in the Baltic Sea, there is this object down there on the seafloor that resembles the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars. So, they've been doing expeditions down there. It looks just like the Millennium Falcon Star Wars. They don't know if it's a rock bag or a mushroom, which could be possible. But it even has like a door shaped hole in part of this that looks like it goes into this structure. So I guess this year there's going to be a lot more expeditions to try to figure this out. I really like to know what this is. Is it a spaceship? I mean, all this summer it was this. The Millennium Falcon has been found. The Falcon has been found, and it's on Earth. I don't know if you've seen this. It was interesting. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me out there? Hello? Hello, can you hear me out there? Okay, good. I didn't know if anyone was actually listening. Okay, that was number 6. Number 7, we have Russian Roswell UFO debris. In March, the National Atomic Testing Museum of Las Vegas, Nevada, unveiled a controversial exhibit, Area 51 Myth or Reality. The controversy stems from questions about a Smithsonian Institution affiliated museum would... Okay, wait. Questions about why a Smithsonian... Boy, trying to say this. Why a Smithsonian institution affiliated museum would devote so much space to a top secret military facility rumored for many years to be the testing ground for alleged captured alien spacecraft. Moreover, this new exhibit featured the reported remains of UFO that crashed in Russia in 1986. The display of these materials is clearly marked as an authentic alien artifact. So basically, there's this museum that's saying that it has an actual artifact of a UFO. That crashed in Russia. I might want to go see that one of these years. If it's still there. So, that was the top 6. I'm going to take a break now. Play some music. At least try to anyway.
All right, here we go.
And here comes one of the two top songs of 2012. And here we go. And we are back to the Transparent 2012 last show, 2012 show. This is Transparent coming to you with the top 10 talked about paranormal weirdness stories talked about in this in 2012. So far we've mentioned the UFOs posting safety hazard in airline industries, UFOs over Sin City, dinosaurs hunters setting their sights on the Congo, Baltic Sea UFO, a.k.a. the Baltic Sea Millennium Falcon, and Russian Roswell UFO debris. So, number five, we have ex-Air Force Colonel accuses U.S. of UFO cover-up. 6 months after the controversy of the Area 51 exhibit, the National Atomic Testing Museum was in the news again when it gathered together four retired military colonels to speak out on why they either knew or suspected about the true nature of UFOs. One of these men, U.S. Air Force Colonel Charles Holt, outright accused the federal government of a UFO cover-up that involved the secret agency allegedly involved with possible aliens to Earth. Sounds like this girl has seen too much, too many Men in Black movies. He says, I'm firmly convinced that there is an agency and there is an effort to suppress the U.S., to suppress the truth, he said. Sounds like he's seen too many Men in Black films. I don't know. And again, number four, Russian Roswell UFO was not from the Earth. Was not from Earth. Ex-CIA agents said there were two Roswell UFOs. Ex-Air Force official. This year saw two stories turn the UFO community upside down over the issue of whether or not an extraterrestrial crashed near Roswell, New Mexico, as reported in the Roswell Daily Record on July 8, 1947. First, in July of 2012, Chase Brandon, a 35-year CIA veteran, revealed that he found the box marked Roswell at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, during the mid-1990s. Brandon told HuffPost that inside the box he saw materials and photos that convinced him that the Roswell UFO was a craft that clearly did not come from the planet. It crashed in Iono, and I don't get a doubt for a second that the use of words remains and cadavers were exactly what people were talking about. Okay, a month after this story broke, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Richard French told the HuffPost exclusively that there were, in fact, two UFO crashes near Roswell, and that the first one was shot down by an experimental U.S. plane, and that was flying out of the White Sands, New Mexico area. It was effectively an electronic pulse type weapon. That disabled and took away the controls of the UFO, then that's why it crashed. So what do you think, people? Do you think Roswell actually happened? I know there's a lot of skeptics out there, and there's a whole bunch of this and that, and there's even Doctor Who did an anime story about Roswell and if it actually happened or not. Do you all think there's UFOs out there in New Mexico underneath the desert bed? I don't know. Could be. Let's see. Number three, an Olympic UFO. Now, you all know that the Olympics happened in London, England this year. The U.S. did a lot, real good. And apparently, during the opening ceremonies of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, several videos captured what appeared to look like a genuine disc-shaped UFO over the stadium, despite how a Goodyear executive confirmed to HuffPost that it was indeed an airship, which, of course, provided all of the stunning overhead videos of the ceremony. But there's some people convinced that it was a true alien visitor that stopped by to watch the proceeding. And well, I can actually talk about this. Well, back in 2006, there was a Doctor Who episode called Fear Her, and it was basically the Doctor and Rose went to 2012, London, to see the Olympics, and they had there's an alien, and there's an alien ship, and everything. So I think it could be stemming from that episode. And Doctor Who fans will can tell you that we were gypped in the Open Olympics. There is a prophecy foretold in Doctor Who concerning the Olympics, and it didn't happen. As a Doctor Who fan, I'm really pissed off about that. But hey, we did hear the TARDIS sound during the opening ceremony. So all right, number two. Bigfoot DNA test. Oh, yes, Bigfoot is a big... Oh, there's a whole bunch of Bigfoot news lately. I saw on Facebook a couple of days ago that this one team actually captured a Bigfoot and alive. Captured the Bigfoot alive. One of the big guys alive. And it's kind of silly. I'm still waiting for any evidence on this. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of, but apparently, number two, Bigfoot DNA test. At the end of November, Texas veterinarian Melba Ketchum claimed that after a five-year study of more than 100 samples of various DNA, alleged Bigfoot Sasquatch hair samples, skin, saliva, and blood, she believes that her team has isolated DNA that will prove the existence of the tall, legendary, hairy beastie. Ketchum concluded that Bigfoot may be human relative that somehow developed around 15,000 years ago. Okay. Resulting from a hybrid cross between a female a Homo sapien and with the unknown primate. As 2000, well, it could make sense, actually. It could make sense. Actually, it does make sense. As 2012 ended, Ketchum and Bigfoot believers and skeptics away with the publication and determination of her finding in a peer-reviewed journal. So actually, it does make sense that the actual guy who 15,000 years ago, if there was made with the unknown primate, and now we have Bigfoot running around, could make sense. And The number one story we're going to get to right after I play this song, if I can. Here we go.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 이제다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
And welcome back, everyone. Yes, that was Psy doing Gangnam Style. That's a fun song. That's a fun song. I even watched the Glee episode where they did a Gangnam Style. So that is a fun song. Hexy, where are we? Beer Booger, you have problems if you almost say a poop on a stick one time after drinking too much. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. Ew. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, what do you say about that, Berg? Hmm? Yeah. Even Berg is having ew. Even the Berg is like... fine, not to throw up, so. Okay. Where were we? Number one talked about paranormal subject. And I actually remember this subject coming up. It was interesting. Okay, number one, woolly mammoth crossing a river in Siberia. The number one unexplained phenomenon story of 2012 just has to be the mammoth hoax perpetrated on the world, in which a video was posted on YouTube claiming to show a living, breathing, not quite extinct woolly mammoth crossing a river in Siberia. In case you don't know what woolly mammoth is. Watch Ice Age and Manny is a Mammoth. Big elephant type creature. Very tall, actually almost bigger than a regular elephant. If you go to the British Columbia Museum, the Natural History Museum in British Columbia in Vancouver, no, in Victoria, you'll see a big woolly mammoth statue. Almost the last size woolly mammoth statue. It's big. Anyway, let's see. At the beginning of the video, which quickly went viral, the word Siberian mammoth, copyright Michael Cohen, Barcroft Media, were superimposed over it. Cohen had been previously criticized in the media for his YouTube postings of questionable things like UFOs and aliens. And then documentary filmmaker Lou Pizzo wrote a comment in the HuffPost story about mammoth, which he claimed that it was he who filmed the original river footage, I guess it's on YouTube, in Siberia, minus the mammoth. Pitho determined that somewhere along the way his video had fallen into the hands of someone who used it as the backdrop for an elaborate hoax, which an alleged mammoth or an out-of-focus bear was most likely added to the original footage, and that's what made it around the world. It was obviously orchestrated, and I assume money was made over it, and so I was so annoyed about what Pitho told the Huffington Post. Barcroft Media claimed that the only licensed video from Cohen, who told HuffPost that he felt that someone else must have filmed the same spot at another time. One problem with that, however, is to explain. However, it's hard to explain things like the clouds being in the same position in the sky in both videos. Barcroft worked out a financial arrangement with Pitho, and the mammoth hoax video was actually eventually taken off the internet. Now, the thing about this video is there is a lab or somewhere who's at somewhere, China or Siberia or Russia, that actually wants to clone mammoth DNA and tries to get the mammoth living again. So maybe one of these days we can actually see mammoths roaming the earth. So anyway, that is the top 10 thing. You didn't hear it, but I didn't have any big sci-fi news coming up. I didn't have any big sci-fi news. We did see the Doctor Who Christmas special finally. With a totally new redesigned TARDIS console room. It looks a lot different than what it was. The Doctor has an awesome new outfit. It looks a little like the Eighth Doctor's outfit. Still has the bow ties. Bow ties are always cool. We met Clara, who is going to be the new companion. Well, we met Clara, who's going to be the new companion, and it's basically the Christmas special setup for the new episodes coming out in 2013, which I believe we're going to be starting to see the new Doctor Who episodes in April 2013, and we will be seeing of course, 2013 is the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, so they're getting a whole bunch of good stuff coming up, and it's going to be good. We still don't know who's going to be coming out to do guest shots, previous Doctors, previous companions. Also, 2013, we're going to be seeing the new Star Trek movie. That should be good. The Hobbit. The Hobbit Part 2 movie, and a whole bunch of other movies coming out. So 2013 should be a good year. I hope it's a good year for everyone else. I hope it's a good year for me. Let's see, 2013, paranormal-wise, we got more Ghost Hunters coming up, hopefully more GHI coming up, more Ghost Adventures is coming up. Hopefully there'll be another StuCon put together by the Paranormal Stu. You know who Scott Greenwald is. We might see some more paranormal paparazzi. So I'm hoping we'll be seeing more Scott Greenwald on the TV. So it's going to be a good year for paranormal. Again, you can always reach me at on my Facebook, facebook.com/ashapiro, that's ASHEPIRO, or Twitter at Alex Shapiro, and that's my Twitter thing. And I guess I'll leave you out with I wanted to play this one thing, but I can't get into the studio for some reason. So, yes, Berg, what do you want to say to the folks in Radioland? Say, get me out of here. No, Berg. So, I guess I'll end the show. I'll see all of you in 2013, and I will see you all when I see you all. Oh, maybe I can play this. Hold on. Here we go. And I will see you all when I see you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.